KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Jackie Ryle, in for Chris Fiorentino. Thanks for joining us this morning. I am excited to introduce and welcome our guests today. Peggy Trueblood is the chair of the Doctor of Physical Therapy Department, and Naz Genadon is a student. So, Peggy, tell us a little bit about yourself being here on the campus and about your department.
Well, as you say, I'm the department chair for physical therapy, and we're here today. We're going to talk about the Balance Clinic, and that our students, our doctoral students over there, they do a lot of community service. And one of the highlights in our program is our Balance Clinic here on campus that started back in 1997, and that I came here in 94 as faculty. And we started it because it was a program that we wanted students to get hands-on, and that our students have to learn a lot of clinical skills. And this way, we had volunteers from the community come in that had some sort of, say, like a neurological disorder. For example, someone who's had a stroke or someone with Parkinson's disease, they come in, our students do one-on-one therapy with them. The faculty oversee that, and so it's a win-win. The clients love it. It's an opportunity. These are people that really don't get traditional physical therapy. Their insurance has run out. So it might be someone who's had a stroke for, say, a couple of years, and now the students can work with them, and the students really learn a lot by doing that.
Thank you, Peggy. So, Naz, you are a student. Can you maybe talk a little bit about what brought you into this, what got you started, and what it's like to be a part of the program?
Sure. I've been here. This is my second year in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program, and I'm currently in the Gait, Balance, and Mobility Clinic. So I've been doing physical therapy related things as long as I can remember since high school, and it's always been my passion. So I love the program here. One of the things that brought me into this program was the fact that we get so much hands-on experience. And that's been one of the greatest things about the program, is getting so involved with the community and having hands-on experience throughout, since actually our second semester in the program.
That's great. So your plan is to continue. This is your lifelong passion. You're going to take this into a career?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're almost there. I have about a year left in the program, so almost there.
That's great. So Peggy, could you describe a little bit about how this works in terms of the students, how students get engaged and what you do with that?
Sure. So as Naz says, they're second year students. You know, the doctoral program is a 3-year program. So for the Balance Clinic, they come in as a second year student. And we run a program that's a community-based program. The clients are there for 8 weeks. They come 2 days a week, 1-hour sessions. So the students are assigned typically 2 clients for that semester, and the students work with them for those 8 weeks. So the first day they come in, they do an evaluation. We have a lot of state-of-the-art equipment that we can do really computerized balance testing. We can look at the way that they walk. We have a lot of fancy equipment that we can get a lot of information about the clients. So the students really spend the first week for evaluation, and then they decide what they're going to do in terms of treatment, and they basically treat that person over those 8 weeks. It's a learning experience for the students, and the clients benefit in terms of the intervention that they're going to receive. But they do interventions that are kind of unique, because we have some unique equipment in our Balance Clinic, things that you wouldn't find like in a rehab center. We do something where we put them in a harness and we can put them on a treadmill and walk them. So it's a very safe environment. And yet we can really kind of push them and get them to walk more than maybe they normally would, because they're in a harness. And so they're very safe.
So Naz, talk about this now from the student perspective. Maybe right from the beginning, you sign up. What happens?
So our first year is a lot of academic coursework. In our second semester, we are actually in a musculoskeletal care clinic, and that's another clinic that we do on campus where we see students, and we see mostly musculoskeletal injuries. Some of them are a little bit more rare, but for the most part, we're getting a lot of healthy students that have a hurt knee, a hurt elbow, stuff like that. So we get good experience with that our second semester. And then in our second year, we've already had some neuro curriculum, but we get more neurological curriculum, and then we work with our Gait, Balance, and Mobility Clinic. So we see all kinds of patients, as Dr. Trueblood mentioned, from Parkinson's to a lot of stroke patients. We see spinal cord injuries, so everything you can imagine. And I've worked in a lot of clinics, and I've never had the opportunity to work with a lot of the equipment that we have. So like she said, the body weight supported treadmill training we get to do. We also have this amazing Burtec device, which has force plates and is able to look at kind of how their weight is distributed, how they do with balance. It has all kinds of games we can put them through to train their balance. So we get access to a lot of things, and it's a great learning experience for us.
So Naz, this is real. This is not rhetorical. So I'm really interested. So I want to do it. So what can I expect, like the first time I come in and you're assigned to me? And so what might I expect?
So you'd be coming in and doing a normal evaluation like you would if you went to any rehab clinic or orthopedic clinic even. So we would do a full history. We would get all your vitals and do all your measurements from range of motion, your strength testing, neurological testing, anything that we think is applicable for your specific case based on your history. So after that, we start working on treatment. So we design a treatment plan that we think is best suited for you. And we usually discuss that with our faculty that we're assigned to. But luckily, they give us a lot of free rein on what we want to do with our patients. So as students, we get to do a lot of exploring and seeing what's working. So it's a lot of fun for us, too, because it's one of the first times that we really get a lot of freedom in what we want to do with patients. So we're really working like physical therapists at this point.
And so as Peggy mentioned, we come in twice a week for an hour.
Right.
And each of those hours is spent with you using the machines or whatever over a period of time. And so how do we know that we're doing okay? Do you sort of tell us as we go along?
Right. So we are checking how you're doing throughout the entire thing, but we also do a progress note halfway through. So at 4 weeks, we do a reassessment of everything pretty much that you got tested on your first day. So we recheck all your measurements. We recheck your balance. But something we do pretty much every time you come in is we do incorporate certain testing that lets us know how you're doing.
Ah, good. So Peggy, let me ask you, how many times a year do you have the clinics?
Well, we run the balance clinic each semester.
Yes.
And so the balance clinic is for 8 weeks.
Okay.
And so the client signs up for the 8 weeks. They come in 2 times a week and for the full 8 weeks. And then we do it in the fall semester. And then we have a different group of students that come in and help us with the spring semester.
I see.
But now outreach of that, we do free balance screenings in the community, and our students participate in that as well. And that actually is interdisciplinary. So not only physical therapy students, but we now have nursing students join us. We have students from the kinesiology department, and we have also kind of joined forces with the pharmacy school here in Clovis. So we have pharmacy students, PT students, nursing students, kinesiology students, and they do free balance screens for anyone that thinks that they are at risk for a fall and or the physician may refer them or if they just want their balance checked. And so the students go through quite a comprehensive balance testing. They look at their vitals. They look at their vision. Basically, their task is to identify what risk factors might be present for them. And we want to make sure they're going to be safe and want to try to prevent falls.
So where and how do you advertise those? How do folks know when those are coming up?
We usually put flyers. We put it in the Fresno Bee. We'll usually contact a lot of the senior centers. We're kind of known for that. And so a lot of times the physicians actually call because we've been around for a long time doing that. And we run those. We try to do at least 2 a semester. And we kind of just do an all day. We do it over at the pharmacy school there on Herndon and Clovis.
Yes.
And the students come in and again, the faculty oversee it, but we have faculty from all the different departments. So it's really kind of a fun thing. And it's a good thing for the clients as well. And so, some of those clients might end up in the balance clinic, for example. Yeah.
And I was going to ask you, how do you get the clients? We're talking about this. How do I sign up, so to speak?
So the balance screening is a good place to start because that's kind of just a comprehensive screening that we do to see if they're at risk for falls. And you can do that through calling the Department of Physical Therapy. And so that number is 278-2625. Our staff, they have the schedule. We actually get an appointment because it takes a good probably hour and a half to go through the entire balance screening that the students will do with them. And so we actually schedule them so that we know who's coming in and we can coordinate the whole day so that we can, you know, test all of them.
So I'm going to repeat that number, 278-2625.
Correct.
And we'll repeat it again before the end of the show, but that's good so folks know where they can call and get information about what's coming up.
Great.
So Naz, doing this, what do you personally find most rewarding? What have you found to be most rewarding in this program and then in the actual doing of it? What do you find most rewarding?
Definitely the hands-on is my favorite part about the program. Just being able to actually work with patients and see their progress throughout is definitely the most rewarding thing. And I think it's why all of us get into physical therapy is just to be able to help people.
Yes. And you do have a good opportunity to do that in this program.
Right. We get a lot of hands-on experience and we get a lot of opportunity to participate in community service. So we work with a lot of different organizations, such as we have a program called Ghost Riders in the community that we work with, which is a wheelchair soccer league. We work a lot with Children's Hospital doing adaptive sports. So we help with different events like their rock climbing and stuff like that, track, those kinds of things for adaptive sports for children. So that's really fun. and just all kinds of different things that we get to get involved with in the community. And the balanced screenings are really interesting for us because medicine is really trying to encourage interdisciplinary healthcare. So the program for us and the programs that are working with us, we're really trying to incorporate that into our education where we learn to work with pharmacologists, with nursing, with these different fields together to treat the same patient. Because a lot of times it's just a phone call here or there, us reading each other's notes. So it's a really interesting and fun opportunity for us to get to work together to treat the patient at the same time.
It's collaborative. It's really not just one doing what one does. It really is collaborative.
Right. It really is. And in our program, because we are coming out with a doctorate in physical therapy, we do have to learn a lot of those aspects as far as what nurses do in screenings, the basic screenings. We have a pharmacology course that we go through. So it was really cool to be able to see how the pharmacology students themselves actually go through those questions that we're learning in class and the nurses go through their screening. So that was really fun.
So what do you hear back from folks? And I'm going to ask you this too, Peggy. What do you hear back from folks that you're working with, both your colleague, your students, and the folks that you work on? What do you hear back?
I know that I can speak for our class. Our students definitely love being a part of the different programs, the Gait, Balance, and Mobility Clinic, getting involved in the community. I think that's not just my favorite part about the program, but a lot of our students. And the feedback that we get from the community is really great. I think a lot of people come in and it's fun for them to get to work with students as opposed to people that have been doing it for a long time because we're extremely eager, we're extremely excited, and we love researching new things. And I think we bring a different energy to the treatment, which I think our patients really love.
Yeah, that's great. Peggy, from your standpoint, what is the kind of feedback you hear?
Well, as Na says, the students love it, and she just kind of elaborated on that, but the students love it because it's hands-on, and that's really why we do it, is in terms of for them to learn. And the clients, of course, as I say, it's a win-win. I've had so many compliments from clients out in the community. I always like their personal stories, and that I had one that, you know, they actually were able to step out and avoid a fall because of some of the things the students had done in terms of working with that person in our clinic. And so they're so grateful. The students just do a fabulous job. They're only second year students. And it's kudos to our program in that it really is how we attract people to the DPT program. Most of our students come because of the amount of hands-on, the community service that we do. It's really a highlight of our program, I would say. I would say that we probably do more than most PT programs.
A couple of references that you both have made. You talked about state-of-the-art equipment. You've talked about research being done. The clinic's been going on for some time. I think, did you say 2004?
Well, we started the clinic in 1997.
97. Yeah. I'm sorry, you're right, 97, which is even longer. So what kinds of changes, what kinds of strides, what is different now? This, you've seen some significant differences.
Absolutely.
Progress.
Absolutely. So we started the clinic way back in the 90s, but we started it and we had at that time what was considered state-of-the-art equipment. And so really the goal was to provide interventions that they couldn't get in traditional neuro rehab settings. And so we really wanted to do something above and beyond. And so it's a balanced clinic. And so some of the emphasis is on people with balance problems. And so we do a lot of things with harnesses because I always tell my patients or my clients, I say, you can't learn balance unless you lose balance. All right. So we really are pretty aggressive in terms of trying to push them off balance so that they can retrain in terms of their nervous system to relearn that. And so now we have even more state of the art. We have computerized systems that can really help the student identify where to focus their treatment on in terms of their balance problems. So we have what we call dynamic posturography, and it actually looks at the sensory component. It looks at the motor component. The student really has a good idea where to go with their treatment because of the fancy equipment we have. And there's no one else really in Fresno that has that. And we have other systems. We have some intervention. We have body vibration now that's become more and more popular. It's something that actually helps contract the muscles. So in terms of for strengthening. So in the partial body weight treadmill training that Nas mentioned, that's a state of the art, not something you would find in your other traditional rehab programs.
Wonderful to have that here on campus. So Nas, what's it like to be able to have that state of the art equipment and to be able to be part of what's actually continuing to become even more current?
It's really fun. It's really getting to see what we're learning in the classroom come to life, really. And that's a really exciting thing to see because we spend a lot of time in our academics learning about how people are walking and how their weight is differently distributed. But you can't really understand it until seeing it live like that. And there's so much you can learn in a classroom, but being able to actually put that stuff into action, it's a great learning experience for us. And we also have a lot of opportunity to work with research where we also get to use that kind of equipment. I've been involved with a Parkinson's study, which is another thing we do where we treat a lot of people from the community that have Parkinson's. And that's another program that we put on that we see them for several weeks. And we do different kinds of interventions to help them. So with that, we get to use the state-of-the-art equipment again. We have that Xenomat and everything else that Dr. Trueblood was just mentioning. So getting to actually use that stuff regularly, we get not only familiar with the equipment, whether we see it later in our careers or not, but we really get a true understanding of how patients are presenting and how to treat them effectively.
And mention again, how many folks in the course of a semester get to go through the program, get to be treated?
So the gait, balance, and mobility clinic itself, we see about 32 patients a semester. So there's 16 students at a time. My class is split in half. Half of us do the first semester, half of us do the second semester. And we each treat two patients throughout the semester. But we also have a lot of other on-campus stuff going on. We have a pro bono neuro clinic that we do where we treat patients with other neurological conditions for 5 weeks. And we do that through one of our neuro classes. We have the research studies. We have an amputee clinic that we do on campus. We have the Parkinson's study, like I mentioned. We do a lot of different studies. I know there's one going on right now for scapular dyskinesis, so looking at the way the shoulder is moving, and they're doing interventions with that. So there's always a lot of fun stuff going on with our program, so there's a lot of opportunity for students in the program to get involved.
So much broader than anybody would ever even imagine. So overall, Peggy, how many folks, any notion, might be treated and assisted and helped in the course of a semester?
Oh, we're talking hundreds, Jackie, and because NAS, as NAS mentions, we have several pro bono clinics on top of it that particularly our third year students are involved in. We have another geriatrics clinic as well. So yeah, probably at least a couple hundred.
Involving about how many students?
Well, we have 96 students at any one time in the program. There's 32 in each cohort.
All involved in these.
Yeah. So not to mention the pediatrics class. They do a lot out in the community for the peds class.
Yeah.
I know that first five, we have some things that's going on over there. So the interesting thing is we have faculty that are so committed to these students and so dedicated that they always do what's harder in terms of teaching. They bring volunteers in from the community so the students can get hands-on. So even the clinics that we have, if they have to practice evaluation, we bring clients in because that's a better way to teach. And I would say all of our faculty are like that.
Do you have a website that sort of lists out all of this stuff?
I need a staff person to help me get that website going.
Okay, so that's
We have our normal department website. But no, probably it's not all on there because we do so many things just within the program and it's always happening.
So back to the 278-2625, one can get a lot of information about any of these programs calling into this primary number. So Peggy, speak to quality of life that's brought about by, certainly we're talking about the Balance Clinic, but across the board, what happens with quality of life?
Well, I think that what these students can do in terms of enhancing quality of life, and that probably the key component is staying functional and being able to move. Mm-hmm. And it's all about movement. And that's really what physical therapy is all about. And so if we can help someone move better or move at all, then we've enhanced their quality of life. And that's really what these students are learning to do.
And as long as there's space, there are no constraints in terms of who can come and be involved?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have a waiting list for the Balance Clinic. Basically, it's word of mouth. We really don't advertise that much because we've been doing this for so long and our faculty get out in the community. They know some of the things that we're doing. And of course, the clients, they share the information out there. So we have various clinics that we run. And typically, it's just a couple of flyers that we put out to bring them all in. So it's very successful.
We might add to that list because our listeners are hearing what's being said. And I know I'm putting my name on that list.
Absolutely. We'll get you in.
Thank you. So on that quality of life issue, you know, Naz, I heard you talking earlier about the quality of your own lives as students doing this. And I want you to add a couple of notes and then maybe also talk about it and the feedback you've got with quality of life from the folks that you've treated.
For us as a student, we are doctoral full-time students, so we're going to class about 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every day pretty much and going home and studying. They're catching me toward the end of the semester right now. So during the summers, we have our clinics where we work pretty much like a full-time therapist. So we have the normal hours that you would as a physical therapist. So that quality of life, it changes a little bit in the summer. There's a little less studying, no exams. So that's a little different. That's a little more like what our careers are going to be like. So that's really fun. But during school, it's a lot of school. It is a lot of hours spent on campus, but it's really rewarding. And the things that remind us of why we're doing what we're doing are these clinics and the opportunities that we get to participate with patients. So that's probably the best thing about the program, in my opinion. As far as quality of life for the patients, I mean, like Dr. Trueblood was saying, one of the biggest things is keeping people moving. So one of the things we learn as students is that when people aren't moving and they're bedbound or they fall, for example, and hurt themselves and they're not able to move, they start having a lot of problems such as pneumonia and blood clots and everything you can imagine. So our jobs as physical therapists is to keep them moving as well as possible. So it's really a matter of health and wellness and really just living the best life they can. And the patients that we're treating range from people that are fairly healthy, still working and walking, you know, several miles a day, pretty active, to people that have been wheelchair bound for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
So we see a wide array of patients. So,
and key to that, Peggy, here's what we know. We're an aging population. So it's increasingly important.
Absolutely. And that I've been involved in working in, you know, with seniors for many, many years. And it's my passion. And, you know, we're only going to get in terms of older, but people are living longer. The number of people that are aging are increasing. And of course, then falls go up in terms of the prevalence of falls. And so it's really an issue out there. And so even students that come out as physical therapists, we need more and more graduates to work in the area of geriatrics because that is going to continue to increase. And the more we can do as a community-based program to help prevent falls or even reduce falls, I think the better we're at.
How do programs get connected with you? You've got a number of organizations that you work with. How has that come about, and might there be more of those in the future?
Well, we basically faculty in terms of collaboration. And again, I'm always open to people collaborating. The other thing that we started off of a grant several years ago, I think it was in 2012, but we have a fall prevention coalition. It's called Safe Senior Awareness Fall Education. That's also actually where that balance screening came about, was that we started to do that and we became very interdisciplinary, interprofessional. So yeah, we have a fall prevention coalition. We have Safe has a Facebook page. Our department has a Facebook page. So we're on social media. We're always open to partners out there that want to collaborate. Anyone that's interested in working in those areas, we're very open to that.
I'm appreciating that particular point a lot because we are in a society that needs collaboration in a general sense. And I've heard you now talking about the collaboration with other agencies. And I heard very loud and clear from you, Naz, that there's a very collaborative sense of you all working together. Maybe say just another word or two about how you collaborate together and what that means amongst the students and then working with the clients.
Really getting to collaborate with physical therapists in the community has been really exciting for us because we get to work with physical therapists that are currently practicing. A lot of our faculty are current physical therapists that are out there working. So they're bringing to us patient cases that they're currently dealing with. So we get a real good idea of exactly what type of patients we're going to be seeing, exactly what those treatments are going to look like. And as Dr. Trueblood was mentioning, having an aging population, we're seeing a lot of people that usually when back maybe 40 years or so, when people were having heart attacks and strokes, and we weren't having as many survivors. So physical therapy as a profession is dealing with a lot of people that wouldn't have made it actually. So we're dealing with treating a lot of people that have all kinds of problems that, you know, we might not have seen 40 plus years ago because we're having more and more survivors now. So that's something that in physical therapy is a huge responsibility for us to be able to take care of an aging population and deal with these things that, you know, weren't such a big issue so many years ago.
What a great point. So that speaks to your department has grown through the years, has it not?
Absolutely. Well, the profession of physical therapy has grown.
Right.
In that when I came here in 1994, we were a bachelor's program. And from there, we went to a master's and then we were a 2-year master's. So then we started the independent doctoral program because that's where the profession went. To get a license in physical therapy now, you need a doctor of physical therapy. So our first graduating class was 2015. We started it in 2012.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that's clearly a case of keeping up with the times, of keeping up with the needs of current and then looking to the future as well.
Absolutely.
Which you articulated so well. It really is something that affects everyone in some way or another. It affects all of us, ourselves, our family members, and there's so much more available than I think anyone in the general public ever would recognize. And I'm thinking even those that may come for one clinic or another, one program or another, is not aware of the scope of what all you're doing there.
Absolutely. No, you're right on that. And again, we have the responsibility of educating the public out there.
Which is one of the nice things about being on KFSR.
That's right. That's right. That's why we agreed to come over here.
I'm going to give that number again, 278-2625. is a place where they can find out about the Balance Clinic, they can find out about the screenings, they can find out about kind of the general array of programs. I also might mention that I know you have folks available that can go out and like speak with organizations that give talks. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I do a lot of community lectures in any of our faculty. A lot of our faculty are invited out to community lectures. We're happy to do that. Again, you can call the department at that number. Depending on the content, I can identify a faculty member. We're happy to do that. And even our students do that for us a lot of times. Typically, if we can take a student with us or have the student do it. Our students are very articulate, and they can go out in the community and educate them and tell them about physical therapy and tell them about some of the things that they're learning to do.
We've had a very good example of that this morning with Naz. This is absolutely great to hear you talk about it. And with passion, you mentioned that, you know, that you all bring passion and you bring energy put together with experience and with all of the right equipment. And boy, what a winning operation. Loving it?
I'm loving it. Yeah, it's a great experience. And I'm excited to get out there and work. But going through it right now and being able to treat patients the entire time has been really rewarding.
I'm so pleased to hear that. I mean, as a community person who understands the need more firsthand than ever to know that these kinds of opportunities and these kinds of resources are available is just wonderful, just very exciting.
I was just going to say, Jackie, that I'm very passionate in terms of physical therapy. It's rewarding to see the clients get better. But as an academician, it's very rewarding to watch these students learn all of the things that they learn. They're doing such a good job in our program. We're so proud of them.
Thank you so much, Dr. Peggy Trueblood, Chair of the Doctor of Physical Therapy Department, and Naz Genadon. Obviously, just a great student. I want to thank you for being here today. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for another Fresno State Service in Action program on KFSR. Like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action. We are on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Good morning to you all. Have a great week.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.